This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. October is going to be a pretty, pretty good month for fans of Larry David. Curb Your Enthusiasm is set to return on October 1st for its 9th season. The series has been off the air since 2011. Asked why he decided to come back, Larry said, quote, "In the immortal words of Julius Caesar, I left, I did nothing, I returned," unquote. Now we'll have something else to squirm about, other than Trump. Barry Jenkins is set to direct an adaptation of If Beale Street Could Talk for Annapurna Pictures, marking his first feature film since his hit Moonlight won this year's Best Picture Oscar. The story follows Tish, a newly engaged Harlem woman who races against the clock to prove her lover's innocence while carrying their firstborn child. Production on the film is expected to start in October. Lawyers working on a $100 million sex abuse lawsuit against the estate of Michael Jackson are on a global manhunt for the late singer's first molestation accuser in hopes of convincing him to testify. Investigators are searching all across Europe trying to find Jordan Chandler, who received a $20 million settlement after his father alleged that Chandler, then 13, had been molested by Jackson. Lawyers for Wade Robson and Jimmy Safechuck, who were companions of Jackson as children, now claim that they were sexually abused by the pop star as well. It's believed that Chandler has left the U.S. to avoid them. James Corden and his wife Julia are expecting their third baby together. The Late Late Show host and his wife already have 6-year-old Max and 2-year-old Carrie after being married in 2012. But now there's a third child and it's reportedly due sometime in December. Our best wishes to James and Julia for a safe pregnancy and a healthy, happy baby. Ah, 3 kids. That's definitely more than enough for the carpool lane. Nelson Ellis, best known for his work on HBO's True Blood, has passed away. The cause was heart failure due to complications of longtime alcohol and drug abuse. "We were extremely saddened to hear of the passing of Nelson," HBO said in a statement. Nelson was a longtime member of the HBO family, whose groundbreaking portrayal of Lafayette will be remembered fondly within the overall legacy of True Blood. Nelson will be dearly missed by his fans and all of us at HBO. Our condolences go out to his family. How much of a sales driver was Josh Groban's name on the Broadway marquee at Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812? Looks like he was worth about $500,000 a week based on the Broadway box office numbers logged by Great Comet. First week sales after Groban's exit were down 37%. Well, we're sure the producers are super sad now. Gwen Stefani created a dangerous stampede at one of her concerts when she invited fans to rush the stage, according to a woman who's suing her. Lisa Strickland claims Stefani invited lawn seat fans to come forward into a reserved seated area at her Charlotte, North Carolina concert last year. That prompted a ton of people to stampede into the seated area, injuring Strickland. She claims her leg was broken in the chaos and she had to pay for surgery and treatment afterward. Strickland is now suing Stefani and the promoter, Live Nation, for negligence and wants big damages. No doubt. Christopher Nolan's World War II drama Dunkirk dominated social media buzz with 140,000 new conversations. The film will also have a wide 70mm release, going into 125 theaters, the widest release in the format in 25 years. Dunkirk centers on the 1940 evacuation of more than 300,000 Allied troops who were pinned down by the Nazis in northern France. Dunkirk is in theaters July 21st. Rumors have swirled around Daniel Craig's future as James Bond. If you recall, Craig wanted out of the series amid public remarks that he'd rather do just about anything else. Well, now it appears that Craig will remain James Bond, at least for one more movie. Believe it or not, this will be the 25th Bond film. Wow! Producer Barbara Broccoli also confirmed that Adele will record the theme tune, making it the second time she'll do that. The first time was for Skyfall. Kylie Jenner has put up her Calabasas, California, starter home for $3.3 million. The 19-year-old social media powerhouse with 95 million Instagram followers purchased the home in 2015 for $2.6 million and gave it a high glam makeover. The 5,100-square-foot residence in the guard-gated Oaks development, where two of her half-sisters, Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian, own mansions, has six bedrooms and 6.5 bathrooms. How nauseating. Blac Chyna was granted a temporary restraining order against Rob Kardashian after he posted a series of lewd images and cyberbullied her last week. In addition to Rob attacking Chyna in April, she's alleging that he also punched her, knocked her to the ground, and when she ran in fear to her bedroom, Rob punched a hole through the door to get at her. In turn, Chyna was concerned Rob's actions would, quote, lead to increased irrational behavior and that he might harm her in his anger, unquote. Can you say train wreck from day one?
The trash bin.
Shia LaBeouf has been arrested again. The 31-year-old Transformers actor was taken into police custody in Savannah, Georgia, and booked for disorderly conduct, obstruction, and public drunkenness. His bond was set at $7,000. LaBeouf is currently in Savannah filming the Peanut Butter Falcon. This isn't the first brush with the law the former Disney star has had involving alcohol. Oh no, not even close.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook shares are expected to rally 45% by the end of next year, Credit Suisse predicts. Due to lagging sales, Facebook's Oculus cut the price of its VR headset for the second time in 5 months to $399. China has ordered telecoms to block individual access to VPNs. A Chinese umbrella-sharing startup has lost most of its 300,000 umbrellas in 3 months. Who thought that was a good idea?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
War for the Planet of the Apes is king of the box office.
The number one album.
Jay-Z's new one, 444, is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Gee, could it be Minecraft Pocket Edition? Yes.
The number one fiction book.
Camino Island by John Grisham continues its reign at the top.
27-year-old rapper Logic cites Frank Sinatra as his main musical influence and wanted to make a record that dealt with a serious issue, suicide. He said, quote, "Over the years, so many of you guys have told me that my music has helped you through many tough times. I made this song for all of you who are in a dark place and can't seem to find the light," unquote. Here's Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid with the actual phone number of the Suicide Prevention Hotline in the title. It's the Song of the Week, 1-800-273-8255.
I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why.
It's the very first breath when your head's been drowning underwater. And it's the lightness in the air when you're there chest to chest with the lover.
Bringing attention to the Suicide Prevention Hotline in the U.S., that was Logic featuring Alessia Cara and Khalid with the Song of the Week, 1-800-273-8255. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.